Now, 30 US states brought the case against Meta and said that it had misled the public about the harms that its platforms Instagram and Facebook posed to younger users. We were only in week two of the trial when news of the settlement dropped on Wednesday. And so Meta has agreed with the states to pay up to $18 billion in damages. Now, what's really interesting about the case, though, is that Meta has said it will only pay 70% of that settlement. So that's $12.7 billion. Now, the remaining 30%, $5.3 billion, they said they will only release it on the condition that its rivals, YouTube and TikTok, also make changes to its platform, to their platforms. Now, Meta has said that some of the key changes it will be making include a two-hour daily usage limit, nighttime blocks, the ability to turn off auto-playing content, disabling extreme makeup filters, and this is all for users under the age of 18. But overall, the state attorney generals are calling this one of the largest consumer settlement cases in history, and so the impacts will be far-reaching.